Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the last plenary meeting, or last plenary day, rather, of the GEC. We have planned for today a number of topics to address, namely new GTLDs, issue of secretariat, review of GEC operating principles, role of the GEC, and so on. So seems to me that number of those issues we have already addressed to the point that we I have a feeling that we do not need further discussion. We will sort of revisit questions during the communique drafting. And that's why I would propose that we would start now with a discussion about new GTLDs. And once this discussion is over, we turn it to the communique drafting session and we continue with communique. It is hard to predict how long will take our debate about new GTLDs, but as I see, we need to now talk about outstanding issues without touching MOPO and agree how we proceed. We have, in fact, two options. Mark circulated some bullet points intersessionally, and those there wasn't any, or there wasn't big reaction to those proposals. As a result, today we have option whether to try during this session to do some drafting, which our previous experience shows may not be overly successful, or we talk through major points we would like to address, and then we decide, we agree on deadline until which we would then submit our comments to the board on those topics we would agree to address in our comments. If that would be acceptable, then we could proceed in suggested order. I see Greece.
Thank you, Chair. I have not seen Mark's bullet points, but I would like to make, and it's probably very early in the morning to start very abruptly, but I will do that, to make a proposal about MOPO on the basis of the discussions we had in the last couple of days. I hope it is a useful proposal, and then you decide, our colleagues decide how we proceed. Is that okay?
Yes, please go ahead.
My main conclusions of the very good discussion we have had in the last couple of days is that the concepts of morality and public order, this was well explained by Suzanne, can be used as exemptions to a Paris Treaty on trademarks by national governments, so it's a justification for exemptions. Then France well said, in my view, that what we should aim at is to have as much openness and accessibility of the DNS, including GTLDs, as possible. And I think New Zealand said that also. I think we can all agree on this. We agreed that the ICANN proposal to have three experts judge morality and public order is unworkable because this is a matter for national governments and there is no international standard. And then my fourth and last conclusion is that although I agree with Bill that we are not obliged to make proposals to ICANN when we give advice, if we have a proposal, we should make it. We should be as constructive as possible. So the proposal is the following. It has four steps, and the third step can have two possible ways of taking. The first step is that all applications for new GTLDs should be made known to the GAC sufficiently in advance of a GAC meeting so that GAC members are able to do the necessary work at home. That's the first step. Second step is that in the following GAC meeting, GAC members will discuss and inform all other GAC colleagues of the GTLD applications that are not acceptable to them. I take it for granted that all GAC members will only refer to applications that are really a big problem for them and will explain their reasoning. I believe that most likely there will be a very small number of applications that may be creating serious problems. And in the GAC discussion, we may try to identify those applications that may get consensual objection from the GAC as a whole and others who may be objected by some countries. Then the third step is that GAC will submit to ICANN in the form of advice the list of names of strings that are unacceptable for all or for some countries. This step may take two forms. Either we simply submit a list of proposed strings to the GAC as being unacceptable to one or more countries, full stop, or, and I would prefer this option, we submit a list of the strings on which there may be consensual objection and a list of the strings on which one or a few countries may have objection, giving at the same time the GAC's or the countries concerned reasoning for the objection. This would help ICANN make own judgment, since this is only GAC advice. And the last step is, of course, that ICANN receives the GAC advice and has a number of options, either to fully accept it, in which case we will all be happy, or to selectively accept it, which may leave some countries with problems, and then countries will decide what to do with the names that remain, which may still be problematic for a few countries. Or the GAC, the ICANN may fully ignore our advice, and then we have a problem, but it's not for today to discuss. So that's my proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Panagotis, for this proposal. Any immediate reactions? So first of all, we need to thank him, but equally we need to think it through. But if there are immediate reactions to the proposal to receive applications, or sorry, information about proposed strings well in advance, to examine them, and to constitute the list which may of the strings which may be objectionable, and to send that list to the board for consideration. So, grosso modo, European Commission.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. And I apologise if I gave any impression yesterday that we shouldn't even attempt to make proposals. I know that's not what you're saying. What my first reaction is that it's a very interesting proposal, which obviously we need to reflect on, but it does have the virtue of being transparent and easy to understand, which would be rare, I think, in a GTLD process. So I think we shouldn't underestimate the advantage of having something actually that's clearly easy to execute, as far as I can see, if I understand the proposal correctly. So that's something seems to have the required element of common sense in it. Obviously, it will have implications for other related collateral issues that GAC members may be interested in. So I think we'll need to reflect on it. But I'd like to thank Greece for making that proposal, actually, and trying to push this issue forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Italy?
Yeah. This corresponds to taking a great deal of responsibility, let's say, and entering into the steps of the process of implementation of new GTLDs. So, and also constitutes a change of gear in the sense that we are entering into the evaluation when a process is going on. My comments are not negative, but we have also to make this in a very clear, transparent way, and this implies also a strict cooperation, not only with the board, but also with the staff and with all the machinery involved in dealing with the process of new GTLDs. So, having said that, why not? Thank you.
Thank you, Stefano. Somebody else? Immediate reaction? Indonesia and then Germany.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, as a background, we understand that internet has formed a new world, the cyberspace. And in that space, all transactions exist. And because of this, we have, regarding the GTLD, we can see two things. I would like to mention two things. One, there are so many people who needs that GTLD because, I have mentioned, all transactions in the real space also exist in the cyberspace. For example, the notary. Now we have in Indonesia, we have the cyber notary. Now they may want to have a GTLD called, say, I don't know, dot Indo notary, for example. Or another one is dot lawyers, or Indonesian lawyers, whatever they want. Now, basically all the association in the real space will want to have their dot XXXXXYZZZ in the cyberspace. In this case, those GTLD should be launched as soon as possible. However, on the other hand, the things that we mentioned yesterday, that might some words might not be suitable for other countries, should be taken into account. And I think this has been reflected in general in the opening ceremony last Monday by the Parliament, the European Parliament, by the speakers and so on, that safety and security should be there to make sure that the internet will not spark any problem in the real world, of course. And so standard operating procedures for the GTLD names, which is rather unsuitable, might be corrected. Thank you.
Thank you. And in the meantime, I would like to refer to Mark Carvel's email he sent on 16th of June in relation to new GTLD program. So please look in your mailboxes, 16th of June. Germany and then Netherlands.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Good morning. I would like to thank Greece for this proposal. I think it's really important and interesting approach we should further consider. I just want to ask more procedural question, how we will proceed with this issue, and we will discuss it. Will there be between Cartagena some kind of conference course or whatever to develop this idea further? Thank you.
So that is question more to the interim chair. I will let to think about Netherlands.
Thank you, Yanis. And thank you, George, for this proposal. It's a very new proposal. I think we have to deliberate on it. I think one point which triggers us is the fact that we, of course, we have a complete DEC 4 process. We are involved. We give our input. Some input is taken into account. Some is not. I would see this basically as a kind of last resort exercise. For those procedures which have let's say, explicitly not been taken into account by in the DEC 4, and let's say also that we can prove, okay, on this point there's not a good solution either, they didn't take into account some advice. And then I think I mentioned two things explicitly. That's the MOPO, which could be an unworkable solution. And the other side, for example, the geographical names on the first level, to which some countries still have a problem because of the exhaustive list which is going to be used, in which, for example, .Holland and some others are not there. We didn't reach, let's say, in two or three steps, there was no movement in that part. So what I consider this exercise as a kind of last resort, in which even if there's no cooperation from ICANN, but I'm taking it very let's say, in a worst-case scenario. Of course, we have to try to proceduralize this, but in the case that still it's not resolved, we still have the, let's say, the prerogative of giving advice on these certain strings. And if you do it in a transparent way, like George mentioned, with the procedure, it would be also to the outer community a very good signal that on these things we have concerns. But then again, I would urge us to not give, let's say, not consider every ground of rejection, but just the grounds on which we have not got a good solution out of DEC 5, for example. Thank you.
Thank you. Singapore.
Thank you, Chairman. It's just a quick reaction to the proposal from Greece. I think we understand the sentiments that coming from the Greece proposal, which in principle we can go along. I think as a government representative, Greek's proposal gives us a lot of comfort as it makes sure that GAC have a chance to look at all the GDLD applications and have a chance to comment. But I have two points that before we go into the substantive proposal, I think we ought to consider the role of GAC being advisory committees. We had to consider how this can fit into the whole ICANN process. We should not become a clearinghouse of all the GTLD applications. And if we were to take on this great responsibility, then we have to ask ourselves, do we have the mechanism, do we have the resources to deal with applications? We should not be unduly delay application of GTLDs. So we've got to ask ourselves, do we have the mechanism to deal with such application? I think GAC is a collection of many diverse regimes of governments, liberal or otherwise. So we have to make sure that we have the mechanism to deal with it effectively. And second point is our role as a government advisory committee, we have to ask ourselves how can we convince other constituencies in the ICANN that this is the way to go to deal with GTLD application. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. As a Latin representative, I very much share the sentiments of Singapore, thinking, do we have really capacity of doing this and being involved in operations in the new GTLD program? What are legal implications in that? So I think for the time being, I would say that personally, as a Latin GAC representative, I would need gather more information about that, think it through, and see whether that is feasible. Other reactions? Australia and then Malta.
Thanks, Yanis, and thanks to the Greek representative for the proposal. Again, just thinking on the fly here, but it seems to me that in terms of the resource implications, we're talking about what is likely to be a pretty unlikely scenario. From perhaps I'm wrong, but it would seem to me that the number of GTLD applications that are going to cause serious concerns for GAC members to breach our national legislation are going to be quite rare. So I'm not sure that there is going to be that much of a resource implication for the GAC in dealing with these situations. But I think the proposal from Greece would have the significant benefit of putting a line in the sand saying that if these do occur, then the GAC may want to consider them, and it will potentially just make people think clearly whether they want to go down that path in the first place. So just think off the top of my head, I think the proposal has some merit, and I don't think there... I hope there would not be a huge resource burden associated with it.
Thank you. Malta, and then UK.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chair. I think, like really many of my predecessors, I do think that the Greek proposal, has a good deal of merit, and I think that we should probably spend a little more time, not necessarily now, to look at it. I do have a concern about us really sitting back and waiting for a solution really on this. I think that's the thing that I found a bit disconcerting about the exchange that we had really yesterday. I think that we have to be constructive and really be part of the solution in this, and I think that this may very well be really offering us one thing. I suppose one of the frustrations I have in this is that we're really speaking in really in hypothetical terms here, because we don't have any substantive examples. So the issue that is posed with this may not be as great as we think it is, because we don't know what applications there are or the extent of them. Now, is there some way that we can get a handle on that, perhaps, for us to get a sense of the magnitude of this challenge? Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. UK.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Chair. I echo the notes of caution here. Well, acknowledge Greece's contribution to this discussion is very constructive, and it's important for us to approach these issues as constructively as possible. But I do echo the notes of caution about the legal precedent we may be creating, the extension of the GAC's role into the machinery of ICANN, as Italy described, and we need to look at the kind of methodology that's involved. I know from the experience of the UK in this area with regard to .UK that the drawing up of lists of undesirable names at the second level is a very tricky business, and it's not one to be contemplated easily. Would the GAC be sucked into appeal procedures and that kind of thing? It makes me nervous, to quote my predecessor, who in situations like this, where we have a proposal that really does have a significant impact on our working capabilities and our role. So those are my initial comments, but let's explore it further, and perhaps if Greece would like to develop this idea in more detail, we'll certainly have a look at it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. U.S.?
Thank you, Yanis. Just to raise perhaps more of a procedural point, but could we not consider that this would be one possible option that would be one among many? Should we propose that there be a joint community-wide working group that might be able to look at a range of options to address these strings that might raise sensitivities. I don't know that it behooves us to only have one and to only focus on the GAC. Obviously, you know, there's a certain logic to that. But I think if we wanted to contribute to something that the community would also find workable, that may be more palatable. So I just throw that out there because I know we had discussed this yesterday and we hadn't arrived at a formulation as to how we were going to propose that. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. Concerning this notion of community-wide working group, I didn't understand exactly whether you meant that this is a community-wide working group which from now until, say, 3 months from now would work on possible options how to address the issue, or that would be community-wide working group who would look into the list of proposed strings and would examine instead of GAC examining. Sorry, maybe I misunderstood you. Could you clarify what you meant with a community-wide working group?
Well, thank you for that. And Bertrand, I'm going to hope that you will chime in at some point because I believe this was an idea proposed by France, that it would be the former, that there would be a group that would work together on, well, first, let's agree, and I think we have agreed, and I don't know whether the rest of the community shares that view, that the proposed approach called MOPO is fundamentally flawed, and we don't believe it is workable. So to deal with strings that may raise sensitivities, there needs to be an alternative approach. How do we create that is consistent with national laws and yet permits applications to be reviewed and then move forward, those that don't raise sensitivities? So I think it was the former rather than the latter. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry for not understanding you correctly. So then we need to also think a little bit about the timetable of activities, because that is very much linked with the publication of the last version of the applicant guidebook. Franz.
Yeah, thank you, Yanis. And I did have the intention of raising the point that Susan is mentioning. And you're absolutely right by saying that the major factor that we're facing here is the question of timing. At the same time, the discussion that was taking place yesterday was very interesting, and I'm trying to remember if it was transcribed or not. Do you remember if it was?
It was transcribed, yes.
Okay. So I think this is first step very good material as background, and in particular the board should be encouraged to have a look at this discussion because it would explain to them a little bit more what we had addressed. The second thing is there probably is a need and a great benefit of having some interaction with the rest of the community. I'm not sure it requires the complete composition of a full ad hoc group. I think on the basis with variations of the discussions we had yesterday, what Greece is being proposing now, some interaction, including the maybe the chairs of the four ACs and SOs, could exchange in a flexible way and circulate in their own community the possible angles. I don't know how to finalize that. It's clear that the GAC will have to say this is something that we see as workable or not, ultimately, because that's the main message. It's mostly about articulation with national laws. Whether it requires the creation of a formal group is open. It would be extremely beneficial. Is it an overburden? Maybe. It would be interesting to have the sentiment of other members of the GAC on the opportunity of having a formal group. I personally would think it would be extremely useful, but it is an additional burden. There's a timeline and so on. So maybe we can make a quick feedback on the notion of a formal group or just a light coordination. Thank you.
Thank you. I think we can simply ask who would be interested in participating in such a working group if we would propose creation of that type of the working group. That, of course, would entail some time allocation from GAC members' side to participate in the work of that group. And that would be, say, in coming next 3 months. I don't think that the activities of that group should go beyond 3 months from now. So who would be interested? Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Okay. There is sufficient interest. So then we can maybe propose in our formulation in communicate creation of such a group, and let circulate that information also to other SOs, ICs, and to the board, which would give them 24 hours more or less to consider whether they would like to participate or not. Okay. Any other comments? Indonesia.
Yeah, just thank you. Indonesia is, of course, willing to support the group, the joint study. However, I just mentioned, Mr. Chairman, that this activity should not stop the fast-track activities of the ICANN to give the .dot something which has no problem. For example, .eu is there. As a matter of fact, when .eu was informed to me, I directly sent a message to my counterpart working in the ASEAN, Association of Southeast Asian Nations, and asked, why don't you start to talk about .asean, for example? And if it is agreed by the 10 member countries of ASEAN and ask for ICANN to get the .asean, I will be very upset and in trouble if suddenly it is delayed because, oh, there is a bureaucracy system in the ICANN because of the joint team, whatever. And we cannot give you .asean. So that's kind of thing that I would like to mention, that this type of activity should not stop the fast track to give the dot something that is already possible. Thank you.
So thank you. So may I then suggest the following? In any case, it would be useful to get the proposal, say maybe in more details on the paper. If you could send it to the GAC list, say in coming days. That we can bring it home and reflect more, taking into account all the comments you heard today, including those who cautioned about the correlation between the role of the GAC and operational role. GAC may enter into things, legal aspects of the proposal. So all these should be considered before make a final determination. And then we would propose in the communique creation of a working group, community-wide working group, to address the issue, and would invite SOs, ACs to join that group, and would inform the board, and we'll ask for logistical support for the work of that group. And I think that would be conclusion of our conversation on this topic. So I see some nodding and no objections. So let us then proceed to the next step. That would be the comments on DAG 4. I think that it is expected by the board and by the community that GAC would pronounce itself on the DAG 4. 300 pages, number of significant changes. Some of them we already recognized during our conversation on Saturday on the topic. And now we need to decide, in my view, two things. One thing is how we will proceed, whether we will attempt drafting of our comments right now, or we will agree on the, let's say, timeline, and would work intercessionally, and would provide our comments, let's say, by certain date. That's the one thing. And another thing, what we need to decide, what would be the scope of our comments, whether we would comment on the full range of issues which we like and which we like less, or whether we would concentrate on very few but fundamental issues for the GAC from public policy perspective, and would narrow down our comments only on few issues. So these are two questions which I would like to ask members reflect on, and I'm now looking around for reactions. Australia.
Thanks, Yanis. I should confess I don't really have an answer to that, but I was just wondering if you have a view. Has the board discussed the GAC's letter from the Nairobi communique on the DAG V3? Because I think that a response from the board on how they considered that advice from us would probably be quite useful in formulating our next advice to the board. So I was just wondering if we can expect a response, or if they've talked about it.
Yeah, I think that there is a response, and there is there was a work on the response. I think that I haven't seen, but I think that the draft is really about to finalize. Imagine that because of this meeting, the finalization has been postponed a bit. But certainly, we will receive response to our comments on DAG 3. From other side, a number of issues we have covered in DAG 3 have been taken account and have found reflection in DAG 4. So this is certainly, it would be useful to receive a response to our letter, but that, in my view, should not influence our decision on commenting DAG 4. Italy, please.
Yeah, this is a question. We understood from the interaction with the board that there should not be a DAG 5. But the next version will be the final DAG. And now there will be a period of comments on DAG 4 that will head at the formulation of the last one that should be published, if I understand, by or before Cartagena meeting. So if this is true, then of course it's important the questions you ask it to us decide the purpose of the GAC advice. And in my opinion, it is better to focus on few arguments rather than entering into the overall construction, let's say, of the DAG. In line with some other comments we made before. Perhaps the document that Mark Carver prepared is just a good start for starting to localize which are the points of major interest for the GAC. Thank you.
Thank you. Germany?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. From my point of view, I think our position now can be only a preliminary position, and we should in the sessionally develop a formal response to DAC 4, which is quite a comprehensive paper and needs some consideration. The question on the scope of our response, I would be hesitative to not indicating the full scope of problems we see, because some of the issues I would like to raise are probably small ones and not from my point of view could be solved in an easy way, but they may create major problems, and therefore I formally have to raise them, and that is also a question I think it's necessary to respect. Thank you.
Thank you, Hubert. Any other comments? Brazil and Norway.
Thank you. We join our agreement with many statements made so far. We do believe that the text very 300 pages not that easy to digest in a few weeks. So we agree with the intersessional work on this, exchanging ideas, and we also believe that it should make it clear to the board that would be necessary at least one more debate face-to-face in Cartagena. So we should, I believe, strongly recommend that the DAC 4 should only be considered should only be considered after new debates in Cartagena, not considering only the debates on the GAC, but also the debates in other constituencies. Thank you.
Thank you. Norway.
Thank you, Yannis. And I also would like to also express some in line what others have said, and also Germany. Of course, we don't have time to make a comprehensive comments during this meeting on the DAC 4. So we probably have to do some intersessional work on this. But of course, like we have in previous communiques identified it, highlighted some overarching things, but still, then of course, one problem with just identifying some of the main issues, then of course we have the endangering of Mark and board saying all these other minor things is not that important, so they're just skipping them. So at least we should comment on how we should proceed, but of course not making a comprehensive comment now, but yes, thank you.
Thank you, Norway. Other comments? Senegal?
Oops, thank you, Chair. I think that we need to work on it intersessionally. And also have a session on our next meeting. I'm sorry to come back to this issue, but I think we need also, as non-speaking English country. Sorry? I'm sorry. I just thought that I'm sorry to come back to this issue, but as non-speaking English country, we need to have a resume and a translation of this document. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know whether previous DACs have been translated. If that's the case, I believe that the DAC 4 also will be translated. If that is not the case, then maybe it will not be translated. Franz.
Thank you. There is a long lapse of time between now and Cartagena, and at the same time, I understand the timing in the community, in the board, and so on, is really to try to have something that is final and closing in Cartagena. There are still pending issues. I do not know we will have the session on vertical integration today at lunchtime. I know there is ongoing work. The question is, how will work progress through the public comments and so on between now and Cartagena, both on our side, because we will necessarily need to work intersessionally, I agree with what has been said before, but also within the community. Not further discussion has been done on the notion of having a sort of, how could it be called, not a summit, but a closing, a conference of closure or some meeting of the parties that could actually catalyze and iron out the final elements that need to be ironed out. This idea has been raised. It's an element that has to be taken into account. My personal feeling is that if the discussions just continue with inputs, with comments that the staff then integrates into a form that is called the final applicant guidebook, and that basically the board takes the responsibility of setting the various cursors and taking the final decision, there will not be enough buy-in in the program, whereas the community could get an agreement before. So I hope that in the coming 2 days, some further discussion will take place on this notion of having some meeting allowing the community or representatives of the community in a format to be determined to try to get to closure on the remaining points. The last point I want to make is to reiterate, and this goes in the direction of what Maimouna was saying, these documents are incredibly huge and heavy. They have been amazing preparatory work. I wonder if they are just workable as the documents, the operational documents, and whether it couldn't be possible for the final regime to have precisely something that is called a summary, but that is basically the equivalent of what a law is as opposed to the preparatory work. Everything that is in the DAG can be synthesized to make it clear, communicable, accessible to people who have not participated in this process in less than 20 pages. There is no hierarchical distinction between very mundane aspects of operational submission of papers and the various principles that are in the DAG. So as we are nearing completion, I'm really wondering whether this kind of exercise shouldn't be considered to ensure closure. Otherwise, there's still risk to continue afterwards. Thank you.
Thank you, Bertrand. I would like to say that, to my knowledge, board is planning a special retreat to address outstanding issues on new GTLD program. I'm not really sure when this retreat will be, whether beginning of September or end of September or beginning of October, somewhere around that time, which leads us to conclude that our input and our comments on DAG 4 should be presented before, if not well before. And if we count backwards and take out August, it's a high vacation season in many parts of the world, then that leads us to end of July as a deadline for our comments on DAG 4, which means 1 month from now. That's not very much. And we need really to commit ourselves for intensive work after the end of the meeting in order to produce those comments. United Kingdom.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, just a point of information, DAG 4 is subject to consultation, and that is until 21 July. And I think it's important for us to consider, as a point was made earlier, I think, by Brazil, it's important for us to take account of other discussions going on and consultations with people who are our stakeholders with regard to DAG 4. The other point I want to make at this stage is that the economic report that came out, which I had anticipated in the note I sent out, that duly did come out, same day I sent out my note, in fact, the economic framework for the analysis of the expansion of GTLDs. It's on the website, and some of you have already had a first look at it. There are points made in that analysis which dovetail with positions and issues that we've been raising with regard to the DAG. So I think we ought to bear in mind the extent to which we formulate a response to DAG 4, but also take into account the economic analysis, which has the first credible economic analysis, which has now arrived, which in particular, although it doesn't make recommendations, it does consider the issue and the benefits of introducing discrete and limited rounds, a sort of measured or controlled rollout of GTLDs. And that clearly has ramifications for issues that we have touched on in with regards to categorization, with regard to the fee structure. There are points in this economic analysis, which I'm still digesting. I can't claim to have fully looked at it, and I do need to consult people back in the UK on that, on the economic analysis. But there are implications from what is considered in the analysis for social benefits and economic benefits, and these again are issues that we've touched on in our advice to the board on previous occasions. So we really are at a kind of in the middle, well, at the start really. I mean, the economic analysis has only just come out. We're caught at this stage of digesting the massive DAG 4 and trying to pinpoint the public policy elements in DAG 4, some of which are already familiar to us. There are changes to that which we may consider to be positive ones, and I endeavoured to highlight those in the note I sent out on the 16th. So in addition to that, that work that we all have to do with regard to DAG 4, we should also take into consideration the economic analysis, which we had long called for, and as I say, which we in the UK believe is a credible analysis, a first attempt to look at the relative benefits and costs. And as I say, it seems to be coming down in favour of a limited round rather than a major first opening round. And as I say, that has implications for us. So I just wanted to kind of flag that up. We should work intersessionally, I think, on this. We do need to. I don't think we can arrive at any kind of consummate position at this meeting. So I'm certainly in favour of maybe considering what we can say in the communique now in respect of elements in DAG 4 which we may believe merit a response, positive changes maybe, which I've tried to highlight, but reserve our position overall until we've had time to consult stakeholders, to take into account other deliberations going on at this meeting, and time to consult internally back at in capitals. So I think that's the kind of the position I find myself in, and grateful for reactions to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. I agree that would be a sensible approach, to highlight positive elements and then list the ones we consider need further work, list them and provide the information when we intend to comment on them. So that would be, in my view, sufficient material for communique. And I think Netherlands was first and then Norway.
I think Mark was saying as much as maybe I would say, so I will stick to some support to what Mark said, and let's say flagging of one of the concerns which we still have from the Netherlands, which is that the concept of any meaningful representation of a country name is not yet taken into account, as we had in our principles, in several briefings we gave to the board. So I think while there are good steps, still there are concerns about some steps which we should flag. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas Norway.
Yes, thank you, Yanis. I think Mark made a very good proposal, so I think that's a good thing to put. And just on the timetable wise, of course, some of us are going on holiday now, beginning of July, so for us it would probably be difficult to have comments by end of July. So, but I don't know how you foresee the deadline, the sort of the latest deadline for any inputs on the DAG 4 to ICANN. Thanks.
Yes, simply we need to make sure that our input does not come too late, when board is already made its determinations and guidance for the staff. Australia.
Thanks, Yanis, and I'd like to thank previous speakers. I agree that we've got a lot to digest and would support the idea of coming up with something substantive intersessionally. I'd like to just also flag an issue that's still outstanding for us and that we've raised before, and that is the issue of governments having to pay fees to raise objections. This is something we still feel strongly about and would hope that we could raise it.
I hope, Mark, you're taking notes. Hubert, Germany.
Yes, thank you. If we are going to raise now issues, that substantial issues that should be further discussed, I just also can give you some impressions I have regarding, especially regarding our geo names. And one of the issues I would like to raise is that we indicated in our last communique, I think it was, or in our DAG 3 statement, that GOTLDs should follow the regional legislation rather than ICANN-based legislation. I think it is the same for .cat, and we would recommend it for every regional GOTLD. This is something we think important. Another issue I also would like to raise and share with you, because in our country we may face competition between various strings competing for certain regional TLD. That means that governments probably need some time to make a decision which initiative company to choose to receive this non-objection letter or letter of support. This time has to be included in the program of ICANN. ICANN has to be aware that governments have to have this time. It's not that they cannot answer in 2 or 3 weeks, because it's also a difficult legal procedure for them. And that is something I wanted to share with you, because maybe also other countries may face these problems, and we have to have some kind of procedure and regulation in the proposal. One issue I already mentioned, I think it was on Saturday when we discussed it first, is with Kurt. There is a clause under the terms of and conditions, which I think is rather critical. This clause excludes every legal recourse for the applicant. I think it's a a very important exclusion of the rights of the applicant. That is, I see it very critical, because every applicant should have a way to go to the legal court if he is not accepted. I do not understand why I can believe they have the last word and last saying in this. I think there should be a legal possibility to object if there is some controversial legal position on a decision of ICANN. Another issue that came up during the discussions we faced is the question of vertical integration. I think there's some discussion within the community, and I think we have to follow this discussion, but it is also important because it may be difficult for registrars becoming a registry. I know the rules for vertical integration that were introduced had the purpose that was thought another way around. It was to allow more competition, and therefore the rule was to not allow registries becoming part in the registrar market. Now we see there's a development that is the other way around. We see registrars are going to apply to be a registry, and they may not do that. I think we should follow the discussions in other constituencies and see whether this will not impede competition. These are some issues I think that are substantial, and we should also mention them in our documents.
Thank you. Denmark and then France.
Thank you. I would like to concur that the process of continuing this would be done best, maybe intersessionally, so we could make our comments substantial. And I also would like to flag, as far as I understood from the DAG4 and from yesterday, is that country and territory names are only excluded in the first round and not after that. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you. It was the formulation is was chosen to stimulate the IDN CCPDP, not to prolong it, but to stimulate and move it forward, because this is linked with the termination of IDN CCPDP. Franz.
Thank you, Yanis. I'd like to support what Hubert was saying regarding vertical integration. It's interesting actually to make a parallel with what happened with MOPO. In each case, when I look at it, ICANN has taken a procedure that existed in the rest of the world and turned it around exactly in the opposite. In the case of MOPO, it was an exception, and it was introduced as almost a rule. So it was taking a negative capacity and turned into a common principle. In the case of vertical integration, it's with the own rules of ICANN that this has happened. As Hubert mentioned, the separation between registries and registrars was a remedy to the situation of the integration that existed with VeriSign. It was a way to increase competition. From what we understand, the current balance in the DAG that prevents fundamentally registrars from being registries and getting into the other category is actually stifling competition. It is reducing the opportunity for new entrants. And what I find really more and more intriguing is that for something, a program that is supposed to introduce competition in the domain name space, we now have a high entry fee, a tremendous technical requirement that some CCTLDs like DE say that they probably wouldn't match or wouldn't have matched when they launched, and a constraint that basically prevents actors who know how to operate databases for registrations to enter the market and force either the incumbents or new entrants to make exceptional movements. So there's something strange in the vertical integration topic, and the current status of the DAG is clearly not going in a direction that facilitates small TLDs, actors from the developing countries, and in general terms, not competition, but diversity. This is something that should be flagged, and we'll have to wait until the result of the vertical integration. But clearly, from our point of view, at the moment, the balance is not in the right place.
Thank you, Bertrand. So I think that this discussion gave sufficient information for Mark to do drafting. The text of the proposal for communique. Let me tell you what I have now, what parts I have now. I have part of introduction. I still missing part on GAC board joint working group on new GTLDs, including MOPO. I received part on our engagement with the CCNSO. I have part with the law enforcement. I have part with the NRO. I have part with the GAC secretarial transition. I have part with the elections and the operating principles. So we still need two parts, two drafts on joint working group and on new GTLDs. So and then we can start reading first reading of communique. Let me suggest that once we will conclude this. This part of the meeting, and I'm going to give floor to Heather. She had some things already to announce and to consult you on further work. We would break until maybe 11, and then we would convene for the first reading of the communique, which I hope would take us until lunchtime, and then we would do the final reading of communique right after lunchtime, and would aim at concluding around 4. That would be my aim. Whether we will arrive to that, as we say in Latvia, inshallah. So, Franz.
Thank you, Yanis. Before we move to that, there was a sub-element in the agenda this morning regarding categories and in the new GTLD program. I don't want to belabor the topic, but just for the sake of being comprehensive, I clearly sense that the work that has been done informally on the different types of TLDs, namely geographic names, namely community-related, particularly cultural and linguistic TLDs, brand or single registrant, single user TLDs, and what we could call actually keywords or premium TLDs, because they are similar to what a lot of registries are doing at their own level, these categories would be very useful for the treatment of the applications in terms of batching. And the DAG currently is not clear enough regarding batching. I think it is important to repeat that and probably to introduce in the communique something that continues the line of track differentiation that we've pushed in the past. I think it's getting traction, and mentioning explicitly, I hope my colleagues will agree, the idea of encouraging the board and staff to take into account the use of types of TLDs for the batching and to detail the batching process would be welcome. I would like to conclude by one comparison that suddenly became striking. I do not understand why in the last 3 years it never occurred to us that what we're doing basically with the new GTLD program is preparing at the moment the sunrise period of the .root registry. Thank you.
Thank you, Bertrand. Germany?
Yes, thank you. Maybe also in the context of the GTLG program, during our discussions during the last weeks, there was also a proposal whether we should consider some kind of fast-track mechanism for GTLDs, because there are several GTLDs that are not contested, that do not have MOPO problems. They do not have problems with trademarks, and that, I think, goes in the same direction as what Bertrand says, that we should look for separate tracks, maybe, and this kind of fast track for certain TLDs could be also, I think, considered, because we have also some industries here that invested significantly during the last 5, 6, 7 years in a program. They received promises that there will be a decision on this program within 1 year, within 2 years. This time has passed, and I think it is really unfair to these companies. These are newcomers that are going coming with new ideas and doing something which we also support very much and mention it as one of the substantial issues of the program. They are going to increase competition on the registry share, and we are now this waiting brings them in financial difficult situations, and therefore I think we also should consider this way. And I would like to hear remarks or positions of other delegations to this to such an approach. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia, Peter.
Thanks, Yanis. I'm not sure if this is the right time to bring this up, but I think it is related to the geographic names issues in DAG V4, and that's the issue of how the GAC deals with requests for lists of reserve names at the second level from TLDs. We recently had such a request, and from our perspective, there was a wide range of views taken by GAC members and suggested intersessionally. I think a few people responded that it might be useful to come to some agreement as to some sort of principle so that in future we can have coordinated responses. I'd open this up to comment from other people.
Thank you, Peter. You referred to Telnik request, and you also saw Telnik reply on 17th, which in essence said, thank you very much, after this experience we understand that we failed and we're not in a position to take up all the suggestions, and we will wait for ICANN's, let's say, unified plan in this respect. I don't think that the work which was done by a number of GAC members was wasted. The lists which have been constituted in relation to each country remain valid and can be given or forwarded whether to ICANN or to new applicants, new GTLD applicants for their consideration. There is a minimum requirement set in DAG 4 in relation to protection of country names, country territory names on secondary level. And that can, as information, can be forwarded for consideration to the new applicants, UK and then Germany.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to follow up on points made earlier by first of all, Germany on the fast track proposal. It's not one we've looked at. I think it is a valid issue. We should be mindful of business interests, innovation, and the issues that Germany has raised. But I would suggest we table that as an intersessional issue for an early consultation intersessionally. Can I, as I embark on the drafting, can I invite France to prepare a contribution on the categories and batching issue, which you've developed and articulated very well? If you could capture that in a contribution on text, and likewise Australia on the paying fees for objections, if you could give me a couple of lines on that, and Netherlands or Norway, I can't remember now, on geographical names. Is it Netherlands? Maybe if I could invite you to put pen to paper or digit to key and send me something, I'd appreciate that very much. I think that's a survey of potential contributions, unless I've missed something from Germany. Perhaps Germany would like to remind me if I haven't quite got captured it. Thank you.
Thank you. I have Germany, Norway, European Commission, US, and New Zealand. Germany.
Yes, thank you. I just want to recall that we wrote a letter, you wrote a letter on behalf of GAC to the board last year regarding reservation of second-level domains with geographic names. And I think it was quite exclusive, and we should... I just want to raise a flag and say that we should avoid contradicting ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you, Hubert. The letter we wrote set a minimal standard, minimum, not maximum. And if we can go beyond that, and in fact in the letter we encouraged registries go beyond that minimum to provide more protection than we required. So therefore proposing additional names upon request of registries, we're not contradicting ourselves. We're just helping registries to establish their own lists. So number of registries most probably will go to refer to .info reserve name list, which exists already. And the procedure which we encourage to use for new GTLDs to release those reserve lists, which would be similar to one we developed years ago on .info. Therefore, I personally don't see any contradiction to provide information to registries on specifics. Who know better situation in our own countries than we do? So I missed now order. I think it was Norway.
Thank you, Yannis. Just a quick reference to what Australia also said. This exercise with Telnik maybe highlighted or identified that we haven't looked closely enough, that because it's highlighted that some of the maybe territories we have sovereignty of is not included in the reservation list, but that is something we can look at later. Just also one comment for Mark on the country and territory names protection. I understand, Jan, is that you said that the ICANN board's intention is to kickstart this PDP, IDN PDP, CCPDP. But of course, ideally, I would maybe wanted to make a remark that, of course, we would not like to see that they open up in the second round for country and territory names. But of course, I understand to have some kind of pressure to actually also start and finish those PDPs. So maybe you could just say a little bit more on that. And also, maybe we should have a positive comment in the communique on this post-delegation dispute procedures for be able to handle disputes, redelegation, when you have given a letter of approval or non-objection. So maybe I can write a sentence for that. Thanks.
Thank you. Next on my list was the European Commission.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to fully endorse what Germany said, actually, about the need for us to be very sensitive to the fact that there are a number of businessmen, entrepreneurs and investors, actually, who have been following this process for quite a while now and are spending their money with no revenue coming in, I presume. I just really think we need to stress that, actually, in any communication we have with the board, that we regret very much the time this is taking. And the fact that, and I think the need, the obvious absence of any method for separating proposals that are non-contentious from those that create issues, and for creating a fast track, I think that was the expression used by Germany, for those proposals actually that don't have problems. At the moment, it seems to me they're all lumped together and being dragged back by a process actually which is very, very heavy, which is slower than most of us would have liked. So I just want to express my my concern, as Germany did actually, for the people who are spending money at the moment actually waiting for this process to be completed. Thank you.
Thank you. So it seems that it is converging, it is advancing, and it is converging to be concluded by the end of the year. Again, if the all issues will be resolved. And we're working on that, and I think that is in that's the baseline of our position. United States, I think that was the next on my list.
Thank you, Yanis. And Mark, I just wanted to offer to give you some text on the MOPO issue for inclusion, because that is also part of the new GTLDs. And I throw this out just for consideration as we all go break and then have to draft. If the Secretariat or Max could also help sort of pulling out some of the hard text that we've already gone on the record on. I believe a comment was made during our joint working group meeting, or maybe it was with the board. There is a certain amount of repetition in GATT communiques, and I think some of that is born out of frustration because we keep flagging issue after issue after issue time and time and time again. So we may also want to add a process point into this particular communique. We would like to get an answer or a status report or something so that we can either understand that whatever we've proposed has in fact been incorporated, or there is never going to be any intention of incorporating it.
Thank you. New Zealand.
Thank you, Yanis. It's really just an observation. The list that Mark read out and has since been comments subsequent, it seems to me that the comments we'll be making on DAG 4 will resemble very closely the comments we made on DAG 3. I don't know if I'm wrong about that. It seems to be that very much the same issues were raised in the comments that we sent as a letter to the board in relation to DAG 3. A lot of them are still on the table. It's simply an observation, but I'd just like to reiterate, because I'm not sure it was uncovered in Mark's summary completely, that the need to allow less financially able countries, developing countries, to be part of the process. Now, maybe this can be emphasized by a lightweight, fast system initially, but we think we should in putting that forward, also keep the board's attention on some of the issues that will need to be resolved in subsequent rounds, which includes the less financially able and the less technically difficult top-level domains that could well be brought in at far less cost than is envisaged in the current process. Thank you.
Thank you. Australia.
I'd just like to thank Frank for his comments, because I was thinking much the same thing myself. And this isn't just an attempt by me to wiggle out of drafting some text on costs for government objections, but perhaps we could look at something in the communique, noting that we'll provide a substantive response intersessionally. Perhaps we could thank the board for all the issues that they did pick up from our Nairobi communique, and note that there are still some outstanding, and we look forward to the board's response, and then we'll provide a substantive response intersessionally rather than listing things that are still there as the board response may give us a good reason why they didn't want to do it.
Well, thank you, Peter. That would certainly save us a lot of time in negotiating communique. So I don't see further requests for the floor, and I would like to suggest now the following. Heather will... how much time, Heather, do you think you need for your announcements? Or for your consultations, rather?
A few minutes.
So you would do it right now, and then we would break for coffee, which is already served, by the way, outside. And then we would, during the coffee break, which would maybe be slightly longer than usually, that would allow GAC members to gather in groups and provide remaining parts of communique, notably on the joint working group and on new GTLDs, including MOPO. And we would resume session at 11:30, and that would be a closed session. And we would do the first reading of the communique until 1 o'clock, hopefully. So, I don't see any immediate objections. So, Heather, mic is yours.
Thank you. I wanted to go over a couple of things. First, the program or agenda for the Cartagena meeting. The program committee met this morning, which you're always all invited to. So we discussed what are the main issues we see now that we will need to address when we are in Colombia. So we identified the joint working group, which would meet on the Sunday morning, because that does suit the board schedule as well for our board colleagues. Also, we're expecting to need to discuss new GTLDs. It's hard to say exactly where we will be at in those discussions, but we can monitor that intersessionally and ensure that we have enough time set aside to discuss what we need to in December. There may be issues also related to the review team on accountability and transparency. Also, I note that the Who Is review team and the one on security, stability, et cetera, are meant to begin their work on October 1st. So there may be things that we want to address when we are there in Colombia as well. Also, it's worth noting that for this week, the board has adjusted its schedule to try a different approach in holding its workshops in the lead-up to the board meeting that they hold on each Friday morning. And as a result, if they continue with that schedule, we may need to adjust ours so that the GAC liaison is able to participate in those workshops before that Friday morning meeting. So we might want to look at moving the communique drafting, depending on how many issues we need to address, if we could have it Wednesday morning without impacting the time that we need to discuss other things, then that might be a good option. Also, we noted that when we meet with the CCNSO in Colombia, we will need to discuss the DEL-REDEL working group and where those efforts are at. So we flagged that in particular. In terms of intersessional work, of course, I've been listening to the discussions about GTLD, so I see Mark in the lead on that, coordinating. The joint working group, of course, as well, will have a bit of work to do, in particular on the policy development process. objective number 6 from that report. And also one question that I wanted to put, you will recall that the review team invited the GAC to respond to those questions they had asked in writing if we wished, and they indicated that if they receive those responses in the next 3 months, that that is still timely for them. They can use those inputs. So is that something that we should attempt? Yes, a GAC response to those questions from the review team that were posed. We answered them, I guess, on more of a preliminary basis when we met with them here, but we might want to provide written answers to those questions and give them greater consideration. Sweden.
I think that's a good idea. I mean, we got a little bits and pieces, some of us, and why just try to send it and try to gather it together in one document and then send it out to some consultation in the group. Thank you. I think it's a good idea.
Okay. In that case,
there is Mark asking for the floor.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt. I couldn't quite hear, Heather, what you said about responses to the review teams. Is the invitation for a single GAC communication to the review team or individual GAC members can submit comments, which I presume is the case? I wasn't sure what your invitation was on that point. So grateful if you could repeat. Thanks.
The review team, when we met with them, invited us to provide written responses to the questions that they wrote to the GAC in their invitation to meet with them this week. So as you recall, a number of us were assigned to provide responses in a meeting with the review team. But we may want to provide a written response to those same questions. That was the invitation from the review team. So my question is this a work item for the GAC intersessionally? Do we want to do that? Sweden seems to think yes. Okay, Denmark, please.
Yes, I would think this is a very good idea. It make a strong voice from the GAC on this issue.
Okay, I guess I'm now chairing. All right, Mary, please, and then Latvia and Kenya.
Okay, I think we support the proposal to send written responses to the review questions. Yeah.
Okay, just to support that, but can I raise another issue since I'm on the floor? I didn't see issue on the GAC Secretariat. Have we concluded? Pardon my ignorance because I didn't come on time. You had discussed it Saturday before I joined the GAC meeting. Whether I didn't see it listed as program for the next meeting. Has it been concluded? Thank you.
In terms of the joint working group report, there is still a section there regarding the secretariat, which we will finalize when we finalize the report. There are various pieces still that we need to draft for the joint working group report. I think the most significant piece is regarding GAC advice related, or joint working group, sorry, advice related to the policy development process at ICANN. I anticipate that being the focus intersessionally. But in terms of the GAC Secretariat, that still has not been finalized. This week, we would want to submit a section related to GAC advice to the board
and liaisons, if possible. I haven't received all the text from those that wanted to make additions to that text, so that hasn't been circulated yet to the joint working group. But I hope we can do that today. So Latvia, please.
Thank you. Just a word of caution. Experience shows that it is very difficult to reach agreement intercessionally on so many issues at the same time. Maybe those who think that this is a good idea to provide report in writing or answers in writing may take a lead in this and then compile the replies on behalf of the GAC. This meeting what we had with the review team was recorded, and we will have a transcript could be used for the work for this compilation, and in the worst case, if we fail to compile answers to all questions, then we could use transcript of our meeting as a GAC input to the work of the review team. Thank you.
Okay, so for those that spoke in favor, Franz, please.
Thank you, Heather. Actually, I wanted to go in the same lines as Yanis. There is a strong articulation between the questions that we discuss with the review team and the questions that we actually discuss in the joint board working group. And so the main suggestion is to take the transcripts of the corresponding sessions and just try to synthesize and see whether there are 3-4 points that are really valid and could be highlighted. As far as I'm concerned and France is concerned, the two key elements that I take out of those discussions is, as was said before, the participation of governments and the GAC in the early stages of the policy development process, whether it needs to be changed or not, the notion that it's not only a dialogue with the board. And the second thing is the distinction between the sending of advice under the famous now advice is advice, and the fact that there are cases where it triggers a back and forth mechanism. The question is not so much what we send. The key element is when is there a back and forth to explain that it hasn't been followed and so on. So it's on this point that we should probably go further. There may be other topics, but if we could focus on that, I think on the basis of the transcript, we would have something very useful. Thank you.
Brazil, please.
Thank you. And just a question of clarification. If we would do some intersessional work, I'd like to have clear what are the deadlines we are working with. Thank you.
That's a very good question. The review team on this particular item said within the next 3 months, but as Yanis pointed out, we have August there when there is unlikely to be a great deal of activity on the GAC list intersessionally. But then we also heard that July 31st is an early date, so I'm really looking for advice as to what you think is realistic. If we do follow Bertrand's suggestion and use the transcript, summarize that, and more or less seek confirmation or non-objection from GAC members on what is drafted as our response, then that suggests that we don't need to do a great deal of drafting. And in that sense, perhaps the end of July is more realistic. I understand that Sweden is prepared to undertake that coordinating task. So I would suggest July 31st if we pursue that approach, unless there are strong views. Yeah, please.
I fully understand that there are vacations on August, especially in Europe, I believe. But I think this is also a useful time for other countries to have a bit more detailed thinking about all the subjects. And as long as we have 3 months, I mean, we are at the end of June, July, August, and we have still the beginning of September, then we could allow take all this time to have good reflections on this subject and keep some intersessional work just at the beginning of September and have the final conclusions. I do believe that the transcriptions are a very good starting point, but maybe there would be any additional points to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather. I know I'm trying to do my best, actually, even though I have vacation, actually, in July, but what should I else do at the beach? I'm trying to summarize the transcripts. But anyway, I remember from one of the meetings that we, with the review team, that not everybody having the little task had time to actually put forward the question. So I just want to ask the persons that had the little task from the questions, that they actually are in the transcripts or not.
I think we didn't cover 2 last questions only, and Maimuna circulated the text she would read anyway to the group. So there are only 2 unanswered questions. Other questions are covered with the transcript. So I see Mark is asking for the floor.
Thanks, Chair. I would urge that we try and complete this as soon as possible, rather than, you know, let it hang over to September. If I understood the intervention from Brazil correctly, I think we should really knock this on the head as soon as possible. And can I suggest a sort of a teleconference to round up, and that teleconference be minuted? Thanks.
European Commission.
Thank you. Yes. I just want to draw attention to the fact that we have several parallel exercises ahead of us in terms of intersessional work. We have the new GTLDs, and now we have the GAC input to the review team. We also have a working group we've set up on the operating principles, which has a deadline. I think the chair proposed 1st of October. So they'll be running concurrently, actually. So we might want to take that into account and prioritise our work, perhaps, actually. I mean, I think if people want to finish this one by the end of July, then we should really understand what impact that'll have on the others. It's just an idea, actually. I mean, I can see those of us who are interested are going to have 3 threads that they're following all the time, actually, with some of us with big holidays in between, but that's our problem, not everyone else's. So I thought I'd mention that. Thank you.
Thank you. United States?
Thank you, Heather, and thank you, Bill. That was actually going to be a point that I wanted to raise as well. With a request, I don't know if it can be accommodated, but if Massimiliano might be able to help create what is outstanding, a list, sort of our little to-do list with deadlines. And that way, I think if we can all consider that, we can review the deadlines and see whether they are manageable, as well as review the GAC colleagues around the table who are volunteering to do this, so that perhaps we can create teams of people who can contribute, because there is an enormous amount of work on the plate. And I do think we need to look at resources, especially and including secretariat support resources. Thank you.
Thank you. I think that's a good suggestion. Brazil, please.
Yes, I believe we don't have a disagreement. Indeed, we could just merge all proposals. If some countries are interested in giving their opinion in advance, it would be fine. It will also serve as a basis for the discussion of other countries. I think it's not contradiction or doesn't have a problem in having a new discussion of this in September, then we can involve many other countries. I think the decision of the GAC must be a decision with most of its members and all, and not only some of a few of them due to the questions of deadlines. I do appreciate the idea of setting up working groups. That would be fine, but it doesn't avoid the idea, or it's not contradiction to the idea of having these discussions again in September and receiving the new inputs in September. And if we have a problem in September, if we don't have a consensus in September, then this is a question that could be discussed afterwards. The deadline could be expanded. This hour we could send a message to the review team or any other possibilities. But I think we don't need to take this into account. We should hope that we can have a consensus in September with previous work by many countries and also input from many other countries afterwards. Thank you.
Okay, then I propose that Max, if you could put together the list as described by the United States, we can have a look at that list and identify priorities, confirm deadlines associated with that, all with the aim of achieving consensus on any inputs that we communicate as a GAC. I mean, that's certainly important to maintain. So, Max, you're on the hook. Okay. All right. So that's really all I wanted to raise at this point. Okay,
thank you, Heather. Now we're breaking for coffee. I would like to suggest that we come back to the room 11:45. It gives us 45 minutes, and also for those who will be drafting inputs for the communique, sufficient time, and then we will see whether we can do a first reading before the lunch. On your way out, I would like to draw your attention that yesterday, after our meeting with CCNSO, Chris left on the table booklets. They say entitled Australia New Zealand Internet Best Practice Awards, winners 2009. For those who are interested, please grab a copy. Chris said that there are $100 bills inside each of those booklets. I verified there are none. So, Bertrand.
It's the announcement that makes me think. Tomorrow morning, there will be an event organized by ECLID, Association of Cultural and Linguistic TLD Applicants, that will take place in the European Parliament. I think an invitation has been circulated normally on the GAC list, if what they intended to do has been done. It will be a general presentation to parliamentary members of the European Parliament and interested GAC actors of the initiatives that are being put forward, and particularly to go along the lines of what Hubert was saying, to regime that can be built on the experience that CAT that could simplify the treatment of those TLDs in batching or in a fast track, nobody cares, but just so that people understand how those TLDs can bring social benefits. So it's at the European Parliament, and if you don't find it on the on the GAC list, ask me and I'll give you the information. Thank you.
Thank you, Bertrand. Now it's break, and please send those inputs for the communique to the GAC list that I can incorporate them in the version 0.1. Quarter to 12, we will start first reading of the document.